Okay, this week we read Parshas Tazria.
You started?
Yes, we did. Parshas Tazria. Parshas Tazria starts off talking about the laws of Tumah and Tahara of a woman who gives birth. And then starts talking about the laws of Tzaras, which is, colloquially we call it leprosy, but it's a type of leprosy which is creates a Tumah, which is a ritual impurity in a person. And the parasha goes through various different ways that a person can have taras on them. And towards the end of the parasha, the psukim talk about someone getting taras on their clothing. And in next week's parasha, Parashas Matzora, there's even a parasha about a person getting taras on their home. So the order is a woman who giving birth, and then taras on a person directly, and then taras on their clothing, and then taras on their home. So question, what's the connection? How can we connect, first of all, a woman giving birth to Taras? Why is that the flow of the Psukim? And I want to ask a question like this. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Taras, if you look at the end of Hilchos Taras, the Rambam says that Taras, he says, is a word which is used to describe two different things. There's Taras on a person, which is potentially a natural occurrence of leprosy. But there's also taras on clothing and the home. That's not natural. That's supernatural, he says. And it's also called taras. Why is that? Because we know that taras is a punishment that Hashem sends to people of certain averis, particularly Lashon Hara is speaking about people. But he says, the Rambam says, first Hashem sends the taras to a person's house. And if he doesn't get the message, he'll send the taras to the person's clothing. We're getting closer and closer to the person. If you don't get the message then, we'll send the taras to the person himself. Now, there's a question, first of all, on the Rambam's logic. What does that mean? A person didn't respond to the supernatural message of God, your house, your clothing. Now he's going to respond to the message of the leprosy on himself, which could be natural. It's a strange progression. Additionally, just the psukim don't seem to read like the Rambam, because the psukim started, like we said, first the taras of the person, then this taras of the clothing, and then we talk about taras of the house. It's not in the order that the Rambam describes it should happen. Now, it doesn't have to be in chronological order. And perhaps you could say, even according to the Rambam, the psukim want to let you know that a person, the order is not what's called ma'akev. The order doesn't have to be in that order for there to be a tumah of taras. That's perhaps, according to the Rambam, why the order is differently. But it's interesting that the order doesn't follow with the Rambam's progression. So the question is, first of all, let's talk about trying to understand the Rambam, and then we'll see if we can understand the Psukim, and then let's see if we can understand what it has to do with a woman giving birth, and we're in the Pesach season, can we connect it to the Pesach season? So, the question we asked was, what's the progression? It's a supernatural thing that a person gets taras on his clothing, or on his home, or his clothing, and he didn't respond to that, but yet a person's going to respond to there being taras, which could potentially be natural, even though this one is not natural, because it's really because of a punishment that the person is getting, not because of some infection that he or she caught. But the point is, but he's going to respond to that which could be natural. It's very strange. So perhaps the thing is like this. If we think about it in a different way. If God sends you a message in a supernatural way, so you could feel to yourself, okay, listen, God doesn't make supernatural things happen all the time. The world functions in a natural way. So it's not such a thing I have to worry about that much. Because when we're dealing with the supernatural, I'm in trouble. Okay? And that was the message to the house. And then it came closer to his clothing, and he's still not responding. But then when God sends the mitzaras to him for his sins, to him directly, and that could be a natural thing, he starts to see, 1 second, God's in charge of nature itself. The way the regular day-to-day world functions, I'm also sort of in danger from God if I'm not going to listen to what he says. So then he responds, right? So we ask the question, you're not going to respond to the supernatural message, but yet you're going to respond to this message which could be natural. The answer is yes, because and when it comes to the supernatural, a person can disconnect it from himself. But when it comes to the day-to-day functioning of the world, you can't disconnect yourself from that, and then that message gets through to you loud and clear. And that could be perhaps be the explanation what the Rambam says. First, Hashem sends it to the house, then it's the person's clothing, and if you don't get that message, then to the person himself. So, but how do we read that into the Pesukim? Why are the Pesukim out of order? Even with this understanding. So perhaps the answer is like this. So let's go back. We ask the question, why is it that the Torah talks about a woman giving birth right before talking about Terah? So is there a connection? So the Torah says, we know there's a menstrual cycle that women have and that causes a certain tumah, a ritual impurity. That same tumah is also caused when someone gives birth. Now, giving birth is something which doesn't happen all the time, and neither this happens all the time. And yet Hashem says, it's the same tumah. Meaning what? The same thing that's happening with them, with the amazing experience of someone giving birth, that's the same thing that's happening all the time. It's all me. I'm running this world. I'm here. Sometimes it's going to be someone having a baby, and sometimes it's going to be neither. Right? Then we go into tzaras. Right away we go start. Because what is tzaras? But which type of tzaras? The tzaras of the person. But the Rambam says really that it's the tzaras first happens first for the house, and then the baggage, clothing, and then the person. Why are we talking about the person first? Because the point is, like we said, if a person recognizes that even in his natural life, Hashem is there and Hashem is in charge, just like we said that a woman giving birth to her regular monthly function is all the same, meaning it's all in the hands of God. Same thing, if you recognize that the regular tzaras which comes on you, it comes from Hashem, perhaps you won't come to the whole story in the future, you won't come to needing tzaras, because if you're going to recognize that Hashem is here, involved in this world, and running the world, you're not going to need the message of the clothing or the message of the house, because you're going to anyway be cognizant of it, and you won't come to tzaras at all. So we ask the question, it seems to be out of order, right? Because the Rambam says, first is the house, then it's the clothing, then the person. So why is the Torah saying the person first? Because the ultimate thing is to understand and then in the natural is the supernatural of Hashem running the world. And if you can understand that, you won't come to the tzaras in the first place. But if you do, you'll get this punishment, and you'll recognize that it's not natural; it's coming from Hashem, and you'll respond to it, and you'll do the appropriate tshuva and what you have to do to make it work. So we asked the question: what's shot in the Rambam? We explained why the supernatural is not as strong a message as in the natural, which could be natural, and we explained why the Pesukim are in a different order. What does this have to do with Pesach, which is coming up right up, and we're in the season of Nisan, which is the month of redemption, the month of Gula, month of all these Nisan. So the Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara says that whoever says Hala Chol Yom, which is referring to Hala Gadol, if you say Hala Gadol every single day, that person is saying negative things about Hashem, which means if someone speaks out the great miracles that Hashem has done, which are listed in Tehillim, all the various miracles when after Mitzrayim and throughout history. If you focus on is the great miracles, that's Mechayer from God. Why? The Maharal explains, because if a person says, the great things come from Hashem, but what about the regular things? What about the regular day-to-day stuff? You seem to be disconnecting that from Hashem. So that's Mechayer from God. Because really, like the Ramban says in the end of Parshas Bo, the point of the open miracles is so that we should recognize that the nature of the world comes from Hashem. So therefore, just the opposite. The Gemara says in Daf Dalet Brachos that someone who says Pesach Es Yodecho Maspil Chol Chayrat, to someone who acknowledges that our sustenance and our food and our day to day living is also comes from Hashem. That is someone who's been Olam Haba, because that's the key. That's the main point. The miracles are just to highlight that Hashem is running the world. So that goes very nicely to the message of Tzaras. We said that Tzaras is person responds to Tzaras when it's in the natural more than it's in the supernatural, because you recognize that Hashem is in your life. And Pesach is about understanding that Hashem is running this world in the day-to-day. And Tzaras is about, you need to understand that Hashem is in the day-to-day. And if a person recognizes that, if a person can be cognizant of Hashem's presence and involvement in his or her life constantly, a person will be connected with Hashem, and a person won't fall prey to any difficulties and have a great job.